It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Allison Cash.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Today we're going to talk about a really hot topic that's been widely debated, discussed over the last couple of years, Common Core Standards. And my guest today is Dr. Kevin Kopp, Executive Director of Elementary Education for NICSA Public Schools, one of the largest districts in the area. Thanks for coming, Dr. Kopp.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I want to jump right in. I know recently, as a parent of two students in the NICSA school district, a discussion that I had with a teacher came up the Missouri Learning Standards, and I realized I personally didn't know a lot about that and how it related to the Common Core Standards. So I first want to ask you, what are the Missouri Learning Standards?
Sure. The Missouri Learning Standards represent the goals or expectations that we want students to be able to know and what we want them to be able to do by the time they leave a particular subject or grade. And so I like to think of the standards much like the framework of a house. They support the district, but how we fill in around those standards is up to us. The standards don't do the work required to help our kids learn. It, of course, takes excellent teaching, parent, community support, and strong leadership to help our students be successful.
Now, how do those relate to the Common Core Standards we've heard so much about?
That's a really good question. I think there might be some confusion about that. The Common Core Standards are part of the Missouri Learning Standards, but not all of the Missouri Learning Standards. Common Core represent ELA, which is English Language Arts. That, of course, represents reading and writing. And then Common Core also represent our math standards within the Missouri Learning Standards. Now, they do not encompass the other subjects, such as social studies, science, health, the related arts. And so when you think of Common Core and Missouri Learning Standards, primarily you think of reading, writing, and math.
Okay, great. No, that helps a lot. Now, how have these, together and separate, impacted local districts such as NICSA?
Well, NICSA has always worked hard to meet state standards. Our district has invested resources, allowing our teachers to take the framework of the Missouri Learning Standards and build what we believe is a solid curriculum for our students. It's more specific, but also allows us to be flexible enough to meet the needs of individual students, whether that student needs additional assistance in a certain area or needs to be challenged. Student learning isn't necessarily linear, so flexibility is always key. And so we're excited to be implementing changes that will prepare our students for college and career, and Missouri Learning Standards and Common Core are intended to do that.
Now, what changes have teachers had to make with this?
Well, we've provided training, and so teachers have had to understand what those standards are, of course, and be open to additional professional development in terms of what those standards entail. But really, just within NICSA, I can't speak for every district, many of the teachers have found there not to be major changes in terms of what they're currently doing.
Now, I know you talked about one of the benefits to students, obviously preparing for career and college, and I liked what you said about flexibility. Can you talk a little bit about how these standards really do benefit the students?
With consistent standards, one of the benefits is that when a student transfers from a school in one state and then to another state, there shouldn't be as many gaps in learning in what that student has learned or knows. Another benefit is the collaboration our teachers have, being involved in this to decide how we'll meet the needs of our students. And so teachers are very excited that students will be doing also more critical thinking, problem solving, and building better communication skills.
Now, I have to ask, what difference would a parent see if they were to compare, you know, their child's experience in school currently or previously, and then with the standards, you know, how would it change, if any?
Yeah, you know, as I mentioned before, we haven't felt the big notice of, you know, big changes, but some of the shifts that are headed our way that parents might notice is in reading, there will be more focus on nonfiction and informational texts. Of course, there will still be balance with just the great literature that's out there, but in preparing our students for career, for careers and for college that awaits them, nonfiction and informational texts are very important. There will be greater inquiry, less direct instruction from the teacher, and more content delivered through resources to help students explore and for students to direct their learning. Greater emphasis on building vocabulary. Students will be engaged in rich dialogue about texts that they've read. They'll have conversations about that text and conversations with teachers and other students that require a really a higher level of sophistication, I would say. Students will be expected to use evidence that they collect from what they've read to just form convincing and clear arguments to support their answers that they have. And then in math, there are going to be some really helpful changes, I believe, to make our students better problem solvers, to help them have sort of a mathematical mindset in the way that they see the world, that they'll be more apt to persevere through different problems that come their way in terms of making sense of problems in math. We want them also to be able to reason and explain their reasoning. And so they'll need to be able to explain their thinking to others as well as articulate questions they've been reasoning or questions that they've had. Students should get used to having other questions, their answers, and be able to refine their arguments as well. And so we're excited about the changes and excited about helping our students become better problem solvers.
Now, I want to kind of go back to, we mentioned the Common Core standards at the beginning of the conversation, and I wanted to ask, what is a controversy surrounding the Common Core standards? And have you had a lot of parents, after you kind of answer that, who've had any concerns?
Yeah. You know, there have been a few concerns that have been brought to our office, maybe not as many as what you might notice on Facebook or be hearing about in the media within our district. But I think the controversy really revolves around how those standards were created and to what level our local community members and local educational professionals were involved. I think some great points are raised regarding those things. And what's exciting is that people are getting more involved in their kids' education because of it. And so I think the controversy has promoted maybe a greater involvement of the community and of parents in wanting to know what's being taught. And that's a good thing. What I would ask, though, is for people that have issues or questions about the standards, that they would go to the State Department website or even go to the schools and ask someone to review those standards with you together. Because my experience is that, you know, people that have issues with the way the standards came to be may not necessarily know what the actual standards say. And so I would encourage people to review those. My experience and the experts we have in our school district have great confidence in the standards and that they're going to help promote, as I mentioned before, critical thinking and our students to be problem solvers so they're really ready for what the world has waiting for them.
Yeah, that's great. I think that answers it. And I think you make a great point. Sometimes we hear a lot of noise about a certain topic, but then we don't really drill down and see what the detail is and what the standards actually say. So I think that encouraging people to go to their teacher, school district, and or just online. I mean, there's a lot of information online where we can find out what it actually says and how it can impact the school districts.
Absolutely.
Now, it's almost the last days of school around here. Is there anything else that I just want to, you know, ask that parents can do over the summer? I'm curious, you know, preparing for next year, is there anything else you'd want to add?
Yeah, I think just providing your kids opportunities to experience the world is always good during the summer. You know, a lot of school districts have wonderful opportunities for summer school as well. And so that might be something to look into. But also just having our kids do as much reading as possible is always a good thing as well over the summer. You know, you want to find that balance between pushing our kids, but also allowing them to have some fun and experience life as well. And so those would probably be my tips for the summer.
Those sound like good words of wisdom. I appreciate that. Well, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
If you have any questions, we do encourage you, get engaged. This is how democracy works, is by citizens getting engaged and asking questions and being part of the conversation. Thanks for listening, and you can find previous segments online at ksmu.org. Look for the series tab and click on Making Democracy Work.